The highlights of 2004 involved the movements of two planets into the water signs, processes that began in 2003 and in some ways reach a peak in 2004, although one lasts about another 7 years. So the first and the quicker moving of the two is that Saturn entered the sign Cancer in early June 2003. And we now get to live through about two more years of Saturn in Cancer. Saturn does a 29-year orbit approximately, and so the last time that Saturn was in Cancer was in the early 1970s, a very distinct time in history. It was the time around when the Vietnam War was ending and when Nixon was resigning and when the emphasis on American life shifted to our priorities at home. And as Cancer and Saturn together might suggest, there was a time of living within limits that seems awfully quaint right now, where people were talking about conservation and raised on this ethic of not wasting, which is something that we just don't have any reference points to anymore at this point. There were all kinds of discussions of alternative energy sources being created. We were in the early days of Earth Day and the ecological movement, the early days of the existence of the Environmental Protection Agency, a very progressive time in American history by any stretch of the imagination. We really don't know what exactly the signature of Saturn in Cancer will be this time, but let's hope that it brings our attention a little bit closer to home than it has been in recent couple of years. The second major water sign event is Uranus going into the sign Pisces. Uranus is a slow mover as planets go. It takes about 84 years to go around the sun, and it entered Pisces on March the 10th, and it went out over the summer by retrograde and remained in Aquarius through the end of 2003, and then went back into Pisces on December 30th, 2003. And it will remain in Pisces with no additional retrogrades for 7 additional years. When a planet such as Uranus goes into a new sign, there are two kinds of changes. One are the changes that are climatic in nature. They are they're changes in the general environment of the culture. And the second kind of changes are the ones that affect people's charts individually. The two are related, although when there are individual changes, they tend to be, they are clustered in concentrations, usually by birth year, and they affect far fewer people in that specific way than they would, than they do when you're considering the way that a planet's effect generally transforms the whole society when it goes through a new sign. The focus of Uranus in Pisces for the specific generations involved is a concentration of births between 1956 and 1964. These were times when there was concentrated energy early in the signs Virgo or Pisces. The planet Pluto moved into Virgo in late 1956. Basically, this was the unofficial early beginning of the 1960s. Although the full effects of Pluto in Virgo were not felt until quite a few years later, really, we think of the mid-1960s, some 10 years later, as being the time when the full effects of Pluto and Virgo were seen in the form of the anti-war movement and many other social movements that emerged that have that Pluto feeling, where this sense of collective awareness rose to a different level. The vibrations of that history go back to the late 1950s, specifically 56. And so between late 1956 and early 1960, Pluto was in the first few degrees of Virgo. And as Uranus crosses the first few degrees of Pisces, it's going to oppose that planets. So what we're seeing is basically for people who are, let's do a little bit of quick math, in their early to mid-40s, there is an event occurring where they're going to undergo the activation of their planet Pluto. What exactly is that about? Well, Pluto in Virgo is about collective dedication to service. If we add to that the fact of Uranus in Pisces, what we can get is a mode of expression where there are either people to express that with. Uranus can have a lot to do with groups, where the individual feeling we might have felt about Pluto's existence in Virgo can then be taken into a new context where there's the ability to express it with a group in our relatively isolated time in history. I mean, we live in a time in history where there was never more opportunity for meeting and connecting with people, and yet we're at the same time we're in a time probably where more people would tell you that they're lonely than ever before. So the same technology that has the power to isolate us has the power to bring us together. Okay, the second group of influences is that from early 1960 to early 1962, a period of about 2 years, Chiron was beginning its trip across Pisces. Now, that Chiron's trip across Pisces lasted a lot longer, about 8 years. However, the degree range that is going to be the most directly affected is early 60 to early 1962. And here, Uranus is going to directly go over the Chiron placements of people in this group, and that is going to raise the awareness, I think, of a dimension of spiritual contact that you could call direct experience. Chiron in Pisces is a planet placement that is always listening for contact with the world beyond the world that we are in. And it can almost always hear it, and it is almost always far away. And with Uranus going directly over Chiron's placement in those early degrees, for this relatively small range of people, you know, this is just a 2-year set of births, and, you know, people have been being born for a while. However, there is going to be a set of transformations in people in this birth range that I think will add a dimension of innovation and immediacy to their spiritual quest. And once again, take that Chiron mission of hearing and listening and seeking unity with the cosmos, and with any luck, God be praised, bring that into an expressible group context where people can actually talk about this and let it out and let this develop in a way that is new and that is different. You know, we have been undergoing quite a few assaults on our, let's say, loving sensibilities. We've been living with one hateful president after the next, basically stirring up divisiveness in the population. Although we got a brief break under President Carter and a kind of a half break under President Clinton, the overwhelming number of Republican—I'll try not to use that R word too often—Republican presidents going back to 1981 have been basically pumping the airwaves full of divisiveness and hatred and regressive politics. It's so pervasive and so common that we don't really experience it directly as such. We don't really say, "Oh, that's so regressive." It's regressive to, give tax cuts to the rich or what have you. It would have been called regressive 10 or 15 or so many years ago. Now we just think of it as more of what happens. All right. So the third group is the late 1962 through mid 1964 range of births. And those are the early degree ranges, early years of Uranus in Virgo, again, early 62 through mid 1964. And for this group, a 2-year group again, we have what is pretty much in all cases what you could call a key life transit, a major life event that occurs for everyone, basically between the ages of about 39 and 41, called the Uranian opposition. So now that Uranus has entered a new sign and a new degree range, there is a whole new group of people who are going to be going through their Uranian opposition. And this happens when Uranus reaches the 180 degree point to where it was when you were born. So it's called the opposition because the planet goes halfway around the wheel, and then it is literally opposing its natal position in a time much later in life. In the case of Uranus, at this stage in its history, 39 to 41 or so years. And this represents a time of awakening. It is a time often of personal crisis, although the personal crisis is one that is just simply a confrontation with the need to wake up and get a grip on one's life in a similar way that occurred at the Saturn return at around 28 through 31 years old. The difference is that the Saturn return was more of a structural type of change, and the Uranian opposition is more of an energetic shift, a full maturing of the energy body, or certainly a major stage in the full maturing of the energy body, and yet another threshold into full adulthood. What we're going to see happen, too, for a number of people is that Uranus will be floating around near the opposition point to both Pluto and its own natal position, although that really kicks into high gear in 2005 when Uranus in Pisces opposes the exact Uranus-Pluto opposition that triggered the 1960s. But what we're getting right now is the first wave of Uranian oppositions of the Pluto in Virgo generation, and then the Chiron in Pisces generation, and the Uranus in Virgo generation. And to sum up, this basically is the people who identified as being born under the astrology of the 1960s. Yes, the early phase of the 1960s, but still, we are going to experience an awakening or a shakeup or an agitation, an activation of those astrological charts. What that means exactly, it's not quite possible to speculate, but we can visualize and aspire to the kind of social ethos that was alive in the 1960s. And you know, the truth is that that social ethos was not alive for everyone. There were many different perceptions of the civil rights protests and many different perceptions of the anti-war protests. And a lot of them held by intelligent people, perceptions by intelligent people, were not entirely positive. Someone today, a person who is obviously intelligent and someone who is on what I would call the intelligent side of the political spectrum, said that she thought that the 60s protests, the Vietnam War protests in particular, were just a bunch of white guys, rich, white, spoiled guys, who didn't want to get their asses shot off in Vietnam. And while on the one hand that was true, history has borne out a much more profound set of implications of those protests and their necessity, their ultimate truth and righteousness, and the role they played in getting the United States out of the Vietnam War, sadly 25 years after that war was begun by the French.